Helena Parks workers are rushing to put in a new playground.
We're digging footings for another feature.
It's at JC Park on the north end of town. Standing outside the orange construction fencing, Alicia Pichette.
This is the last of the Pichette money being spent.
She's looking over to the red frame of an unfinished swing set.
And I'm so happy to see it in this playground.
Pichette's daughter Blythe had cerebral palsy, which reduced her mobility.
We found, as she was growing up, that many of the parks just didn't have quite the amount of equipment that she needed to really enjoy interacting with her friends.
Blythe also had a condition called hydrocephalus, where extra fluid in the brain causes swelling inside the skull. She died from a seizure about 10 years ago, at age 22. And the Pichette family thought a fitting tribute to Blythe would be to pay for the installation of a special kind of swing at Helena's Memorial Park, a swing with a higher back, a swing giving more support for a child who might otherwise be in a wheelchair. The Pichettes started a memorial fund, thinking they would just buy the one swing. People donated a lot more than expected.
Until we had quite a sizable amount, which we gave to the city.
In mid-2004, Helena has been using this special account ever since to buy what's called all-inclusive equipment. Pichette guesses about a half dozen projects. Director of the Helena City Parks and Recreation Department, Amy Teagarden, says this differs from what cities are required to do with the Americans with Disabilities Act, making sure those with wheelchairs can get to the playground through ramped sidewalks and the rest. Making a playground all-inclusive, she calls that a philosophy.
How can you create equipment or provide equipment where kids of all abilities can play together?
She says playground companies are starting to incorporate this idea more and more into their designs, putting ramps where stairs used to be, maybe leading to a slide.
A child who is in a wheelchair can be pushed up the ramp.
To a raised platform called a transfer station, making it easier for the kid to get out of the wheelchair.
And then allowed to slide down the slide.
She brings out a diagram of another playground getting installed in Helena. She points to what looks kind of like a brown igloo on short stilts, a cozy dome.
A cozy dome is a great design for kids with autism. Oftentimes, kids who suffer from autism need to be able to have a place where they can get away from stimulus.
And to kids without autism, it's just a cool cave thing. Teagarden says the city plans to incorporate more all-inclusive elements as the city's playgrounds get updated. Back at JC Park.
It's so worth it.
The guys installing the equipment ask Alicia Pichette what she would like them to do. They have two of the high back inclusive swings. Should they put both at this park or switch out a swing at another park and put one of the high backs over there? Pichette suggests the latter option, put one in each park. Spread the love a little bit. I'm Dan Boyce reporting in Helena.